Good morning. The storm system well off to the south and east of Long Island continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, producing thick clouds and scattered showers in the Connecticut Valley and the Pioneer Valley, and especially points east toward Cape Cod. The rest of the region, we have plenty of cloud cover around, although skies are beginning to clear out towards central New York and north and west toward the Canadian border. And this will be the trend today. As the storm system tracks farther to the east and off the coast, we'll have increasing sunshine from west to east, first across central and eastern New York, and then the remainder of the region, including New England, by late in the afternoon. With that return to sunshine and a northwest breeze, temperatures will respond, making their way back through the 50s and 60s and into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. So we'll start out the evening hours clear with high pressure in control, but the next front is already approaching from the Great Lakes. Clouds will move back in late tonight and early tomorrow morning with a few scattered showers as the front passes through. Temperatures will be back into the 50s tonight, and then with the cloud cover, make it through the 60s and into the lower 70s tomorrow. Right now, it looks like the front will make a pretty good track through the region during the early part of the day tomorrow, so we'll even salvage some sunshine in the afternoon hours, especially in central and eastern New York. As we get into the night on Thursday night, cooler air will flow in, and that's going to leave us with an autumn-like feel on Friday. High pressure and a cool northwesterly breeze will dominate, so we'll see lots of sunshine to round out the work week, but high temperatures on Friday will only be in the 60s, even some 50s across the higher terrain. It looks like we'll have a pretty good rebound, though, heading into the weekend with temperatures bouncing back into the lower 70s. A disturbance will move through Saturday night and early Sunday with a few scattered showers, otherwise dry with a fair amount of sunshine, and it looks like a pretty decent warm-up early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Harvey made another landfall early this morning across southwestern Louisiana and is expected to weaken to a tropical depression later in the day. Fortunately, the circulation and its moisture pool have moved east of Houston, thus allowing the region to finally dry out. The intense heavy rainfall has moved eastward toward Beaumont, Texas, which has seen almost 18 inches of rain in a 12-hour period ending at 1 o'clock this morning, while hourly rainfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour may be possible as Harvey lifts northward. The forward progression should help diminish the duration of the event in these areas. The current forecast paints a broad area of 3 to 6 inches of rain the next couple of days from southwestern Louisiana up along the Arkansas-Mississippi border and into western Tennessee and Kentucky. Of course, embedded higher amounts are possible where some of the more intense bands of rainfall congregate. As such, a flash flood risk will remain for locations northward into the western Tennessee and Ohio River valleys. Additionally, a risk for some severe weather, perhaps a few tornadoes and damaging winds, will be possible over southern Mississippi as Harvey migrates inland. The other major story across the nation is the continued heat wave over the western U.S., this in response to a persistent upper ridge, which will briefly weaken before reestablishing itself by the end of the work week. Excessive heat watches and warnings, and also heat advisories, are all in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a wind out of the south at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 55 degrees, the dew point 51, 87% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine, upper 70s, Boston, cloudy with showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 59, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.76 inches for the month, which is 49 hundredths above average, and 31.80 for the year, which is 5.84 inches of precipitation above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 98 set in 1953, and the record low 38 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, a few showers, especially in New England, then drying out with increasing sunshine late in the day and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds through the day today, becoming breezy with temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. Clear this evening, then clouds come back in tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds, perhaps a shower, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds again tonight with lows back into the lower and middle 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds again tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, then some late-day sun becoming breezy, lower to mid-70s. Sunny, breezy, and cool Friday in the 60s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, lower 70s. Chance of a shower Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday. A chance of a shower or storm Tuesday afternoon, upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.